Okay, here we go. Tu ba'av tavshin pei, I learned Shemin Tzchus for Shlema from Mordechai Yaakov Yehuda ben Rivka Beso Shecha Yisrael. Tu ba'av is one, probably the most mysterious day in the entire world, an entire yontif for Chai Yisrael. We'll try to be able to do two things from today's shir. Today's talk, Be'ez Hashem, to be able to learn Torah together, what is Tzchus. We're going to talk about a Kiddush HaSlevi, and we're going to talk about a beautiful, beautiful new sefer that I just came out this year from my Rebbe, Rav David Weinberg, Birth of the Spoken Word, which I think with these two combinations of Torah of Kedusha Levi and Tubav, and a chapter that Rav David talks about, I think it'll give us a different perspective on what Tubav's all about. We know the headquarters of Tubav is really in Gemara in Tainis, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, Lo Hayu Yomim Tov Yisrok Chamisha Zabav, and at the end of the day, be Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Tainis, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the Klai Yisrael, Lo Hayu Yomim Tov Yisrael. They weren't great, these great days, the Yom Tov, like Tubav and Yom Kippur. And the Gemara jumps on, and the Gemara asks the great question, Yom Kippur, I understand, it's a day of Yom Slicha Melicha, Yom Slicha Mechila, a day of forgiveness, a great day, but what's Tubav? And the Gemara gives different answers. But I want to focus on one answer the Gemara gives. And listen to the Gemara, it's actually on the top of the last daf in Gemara Tainis. And this is actually what the Kedushas Levi quotes. Rabbi of Yosef, the Amri Tarvayu, you want to know why Tu Ba'av is so special? Says Rabbi and Rav Yosef, they both said, Yom Shepasku Milichros Eitzim Lama Racha. It was actually the day that they stopped chopping down trees for the arrangement of the wood on the Mizbeach. As was told in the Brisa, Tanya Rabbi Elazar Gadol Omer, Rabbi Elazar Gadol explained, Michamisha Asar Ba'av, Ve'elach, from Tu Ba'av and on, Tashach Koichach Shalchama, from the 15th day of Avin onward, the strength of the sun grows weaker, and from this date they would not cut additional wood for the arrangement of the Mizbeach, as they would not be properly dry, and they would therefore be unfit for use in the Mizbeach. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the Gemara says that what changes on Tu B'Av according to Rabban Rav Yosef? They stopped chopping down trees for the arrangement of the wood. The strength of the sun grows weaker, and the strength of the moon grows stronger. Says the Kedushas Levi, I have a few questions. What the first question, says the Kedushas Levi on the Gemara, what is Lo Hayom Tamim Li Yisrael? What's Li Yisrael? What's Dauka for Yisrael? L'chora Hu Yimiyusar, says the Kedushas Levi. What's Li Yisrael coming to teach us? And number two, what's going on with this Koichos Shalchama? The Tuba of okay, Shkoich. So they stopped having to use the wood from the Mizbeach, and the sun grew weaker. What's the deeper pshat there? Says the Kedushas Levi. My Rebbe, Rabbi Arya Cohen, last night quoted Rabbeinu Gershom, famously says, Rabbeinu Gershom, parenthetical note here, he says they stopped cutting down the trees for the Mizbeach, and now they had more time to learn Torah. Now they had more time to learn Torah, but that's not our focus for today. Our focus for today is two questions, the Kedushas Levi says. One, why Dafka? Because Gemara said, Lo Yom Tovim Li Yisrael. And Dafka number two is that what's going on? And okay, so they stopped. They had, according to Rabban Rav Yosef, it's so great because they didn't have to cut down for the wood for the Mizbeach anymore, and the sun grows weaker. What's the deeper pshat? Says the Kiddushas Levi, it's actually a very, very connected, they're interconnected questions. Li Yisrael and Dafka, the sun, are very, very connected. And he says, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, we count La Levana. We count towards the moon. We have a lunar calendar. Va'umos Lachama. And the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that they go by the solar calendar. And says the Gemara in Sukkah, at the end of the day, we know when the sun is weakened, V'simin Ra Umos Ha'olam. The non-Jews go by the Chama. They go by the sun. Klai Yisrael goes by the moon. Klai Yisrael goes by the moon. So therefore, if on Tu B'Av, says the Kedushas Levi, the sun is starting to weaken, what does that mean, the sun's starting to weaken? If the sun's starting to weaken, that means the moon is starting to shine bright. That means the moon is starting to shine bright. And therefore, we see that they're not two questions of what Elohim and Tamli Yisrael and Dafka with the sun, they're actually connected. Because Klai Yisrael, they're counted by the Levana. And if Tu B'Av, is the day where the sun grows weaker, and we know that Klai Yisrael represents the moon. We count by the lunar calendar. We count by the moon. The Gemara in Sukkah says, "Shisam Monim LeLevana V'Umos Lachama." The Gemara in Sukkah goes on there and says that once the Koach Shachama, once the Koach of the sun goes down, the Simen Ra Umos Ulam. Then at the end of the day, Lisrael Yontov Kamal Kiddush Levana, says the Kiddush Levi. When it's bad for the nations of the world, then it's good for Klal Yisrael. Something changes, just like on Tu B'Shvat, something changes down deep in the sap, like Rav Moshe Wolfson explains from all the Svarim. Something down deep in the sap, something changes in the winter, in that when the winter's man and that cold's man. You know what changes at Tu B'Av? At Tu B'Av, something great changes. That there was a lot of din, and there was a lot of choyshech in the beginning of, and we had to go through a Tisha B'Av. But what happens on Tu B'Av? Tu B'Av, says the Kedushas Levi, the sun starts to weaken, and we stop having to cut down on the Mizbeach. But the deeper pshat is that the sun starts to weaken, and the moon starts to get brighter. The moon starts to get brighter. We start to feel the Ribbono Shel Olam a little more. The days start to get shorter. The day itself starts to get shorter. And the nights start to get a little longer. And if we go by the Levana, if Klai Yisrael is the Levana and the nations of the world are the sun, that means that there's something very much changing here. Listen to the words of the Mor Vashemesh. The Mor Vashemesh says, we know that every month has the Shem Hashem, a pasuk in the Torah that is connected to the Shem Hashem. And the name of the month of the Chodesh Av is the name of He Vav Yud He. Right? Usually a Chodesh Baruch Hu's name when everything is going great, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Nisan, Yisbucho Hashemah V'Sogel Ha'aretz. Look at the B'nai Sazchar on Nisan. But here, it's Haskizu Shema Yisrael Hayom. Hey Vav is out of order, but Yud Hey Yisrael Hayom is in order. Says Ramor V'Shemesh, the beginning it's out of order means the beginning of Av is out of order. The Hey should not become before the Vav. Yud Kei Vav Kei. But here it's Hey Vav. It's out of order. There's Din, there's Choshech. But what happens at the second half of the month, Yisrael Hayom, Yud Kei, things go back to order, and on the 15th day, says the Mor Vashemesh in his Rimzei Tu B'Av, the Rachamim, the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to shine again, like Rav Biderman quotes from all the Sramei Kedoshim, that Tu B'Av, Chamisha Asar B'Av, the Gematria of Chamisha Asar B'Av is Ksivu Chesim HaTayva. That there's something changing in the world. We talked about it last year, that the Tu B'Av is actually the Hachanas for Yom HaNorim, but it's not for now. For now is the focus. That what there's something changing. And the thing that's changing is that the sun is starting to get weaker and the Levana is starting to get brighter. And the Mor Vashemesh tells us, and you can even see this in the Shem Hashem of the month. Haske Sushma Yisrael Hayom. Haske Sushma Hevav is out of order. It should really be Yudke Vavke. But Yisrael Hayom. But then it ends off in the right direct order to show you that the Rachamim is starting to come in. The Chodesh Baruch Hu is starting to have a little Rachamim. More Rachamim. And more Chesed. This is actually Rav Biderman quoted. Rav Biderman quotes, he says that beginning of Av, we know, is called Av. But once you turn Shabbos Nachman, once you turn to Tu B'Av, it's called Menachem Av. They're two different months, two different parts. The sun is very strong in the beginning. There's Bavel, and there's the Romanians, and they destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But once Shabbos Nachman comes, and once Tu B'Av specifically comes, the Koyach of the Chama goes down, and Simaram and Lumas Ha'ilam, and we get to see the Ribbono Shel Olam's nation bright, the moon to be a little more bright. So at the end of the day, we see something very strong. The Kedushas Levi explains. The Kedushas Levi explains to us, it's not just Tam that the Mizbeach they stopped using the wood. It means that the sun gets weaker, but when the sun gets weaker, the moon gets stronger. And the sun represents the Goyim. The Gemara and Sukkah tells us Daf Chavtes, and the moon represents Klal Yisrael. So now let's focus to part two. What's the moon all about? What is the deeper pshat in the moon? So Rav David Weinberg, my Rebbe, has a beautiful, beautiful sefer. I highly recommend you can get it online. It's called Birth of the Spoken Word. It's all about taking Torah and making it into tefillah. It's so beautiful. I highly, highly recommend it. And he says in one of his chapters, which chapter number is this? Chapter 17. He talks about the goddess of the moon. He says you have to look at the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that Nivches Aman Alf, an incredible thing. Gemara in Brachas tells us that when you see a Jewish king, Tanu Rabbanan Haroa Malcha Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shechalak Mechachmosu Liyereach. When you see a Jewish king, you should recite the blessing, Blessed are you Hashem, who has shared Shechalak his glory with those who revere him. And one who sees a king of the other nations of the world, the Akum of the world, Malcha Ovdi Chachavim, Omer Baruch Shenasa Mikvodu Libriyosef. Who has, blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has given his glory to flesh and blood. Says Rav David, what's the difference in the bracha? The difference in the bracha of the Gemara in Brachas that says here, when you see a Jewish king, you say, Baruch Shechalak, Nechach Mosel Yerav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who shares his glory with those who revere him. And they see a Malach Akum, you see a non-Jewish king, you see a president, Lahavdil, not Lahavdil, if you see, some people, Poskim would say, when you see a president, Malach Eloi Ram Omer Baruch Shem Nasam Yikvod Rabbi Yosef, who has given his glory to flesh and blood. Rav Dovel says, what's the difference in the brachas? And he says a beautiful thing. He says here, I'm just going to read it because it's so beautiful. Jewish kings insist that they have nothing of their own. Like the moon, they are merely sharing Hashem's light and glory. Right? The moon reflects the light of the sun. The greatness of a Jew is that the more they get great, the bigger the greatness, the bigger the humility. And that's why it says sharing Hashem's light and glory by the bracha of a king. When you see the king, Baruch Shechalak. But when it comes to the nations of the world, what happens? The kings of the nations of the world, on the other hand, they put on airs, behaving as they themselves are their light, has unequivocally given to them, and as if they are now independent gods of their own. What happens to the nations of the world? They become very gaivetic. They become very arrogant. Look at me, I'm the sun. I have to give off. I have to give. Look at me. A part of being a Jewish king is to realize that you're nothing. You're nothing without the Rabbeinu Shem. You're just a reflection. You're the moon. The sun is the overpowering. And it's the arrogance. And it's the gaiva. It's thinking you're in control. Egocentric. Balagaiva. But when you see it, when you see a Melech Yisrael, a Melech Yisrael knows that they have nothing of their own. They are merely sharing Shechalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only sharing the Rabbeinu Shem's glory. And he goes on and says, the look in the Gemara continues on, a beautiful story with Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was sitting there and he was blind. I'm just going to read it in English just for time's sake. And everyone was going to greet the king, and Rav Sheshes stood up there. The Gemara Brachas continues on, right over here on Nun Chesam and Alf. Rav Sheshes was going in to greet the king, and everyone got up there, and there was a lot of noise. There was noise there. There were jugs, people going to the river, and people were saying, oh, the king's coming. The first troop comes, and the noise grew louder, and an apikora said to him, the king is coming. And Rav Sheshes said back to him a few times, the king's not coming. And the second troop passed, and the noise even grew louder, louder, louder. And now, and he finally says, the heretic, the apikora says to Rav Sheshes, oh, the king is finally coming. Rav Sheshes said, the king is not coming. The third troop passed, and then there was silence. And once there was silence, Rav Sheshes said, now the king is coming. Vaday hashta osi malka. When he heard the silence, when he heard the quietness, then Rav Sheshes said, oh, now the king is coming. Amar le'ahu mina. And this heretic said, Manallah, how'd you know that when there was silence, that's when their king was? That's where the king was? Amar le'ah, says the Rav Sheshes back to the heretic, de'machusa da'ara ke'e machusa de'rakia. You want to know how I know that the king is coming now? Obviously referring to the Jewish king. Because royalty on earth is like the royalty in the heavens. We know what it says by Har Sinai, Tzeva amad b'har l'shnei Hashem v'nei Hashem ove v'ruach yidol v'chazam v'frech haram v'shabat slam l'fnei Hashem lo b'ruach l'achar shurucham v'brash Hashem. What happened? Kol d'mama daka. By Har Sinai, kol d'mama daka. There was a still small voice. It was silence. There was quietness. Says Rav Dovidal, you want to understand what the Gemara is telling us? The Gemara is telling us that Rav Sheshes was telling us that just like royalty on earth is a reflection of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the heavens, the only thing a Jewish king can do is humbly reflect back the light that already belongs to Hashem. Hashem acts ba'anava b'har Sinai, and we down here, a Melech Yisrael acts ba'anava down here as well. We only reflect back what the Rebbeinu Shem reflects. And we know that Gemara says the Bakam Kaluso refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, is also ba'anava. So at the end of the day, you want to know, says Rav Dovidal, what it means to be a moon Jew? It means to be a humble Jew. It means to be a ba'anava, like to be a Melech Yisrael. But we're not all Melech Yisrael. We're not all Jewish kings. Master of David says, no. If David HaMelech and his descendants represent the moon, right? The moon represents the reflecting the light of the sun. And the Gemara in Tainis tells us that the day of Tu B'Av is the day the sun gets weakened, which means the moon gets stronger. That means at the end of the day, the whole point of Tu B'Av is to really do what? Is to really understand that we are just reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is to understand to become moon, to become moons, to become moons. Not Warren Moon like the football player, but become moons, to be someone who reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. That we represent the Rabbeinu Shem. We understand that there's something changing now deep. Listen to Rav Dovidal says, he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, Paragimel Halacha Vav, maybe we're not all Chai Yisrael, but at the end of the day, the king represents the Jewish heart. Shelibahu lev kol kal Yisrael. If David HaMelech and his descendants represent the moon, then the Jewish people must represent her as well. After all, Jewish kings are referred to as the heart of Klal Yisrael, the Rambam says here. The Gemara tells them, and the Rav David quote, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that the Jewish people calculate their calendar based on the moon, while the other nations calculate based on the sun. At the end of the day, the nation of Israel, says Rav David, is tasked with reminding the world that with our ingenuity and our creativity are not really ours at all. We are here to represent the Rabbono Shalom. We are here just reflect the Kaddish Baruch Hu's light. So at the end of the day, the Kiddush Levi says, you want to know what's Lohayim Tovid Yisrael? Why Dafka Yisrael and Dafka, why the sun gets weakened? Because at the end of the day, Tubav comes along and says, the sun gets weakened, that means Chai Yisrael is getting stronger. And we know what is the moon. When the sun gets weakened, the moon gets stronger. We represent the moon, the Gemara in Sukkah, Chav Tesam and Aleph. And Rav David says this whole story, when you see the Melech Yisrael, you're supposed to say Baruch Shechalak. So they just take it for themselves to become Baal HaGava. But when we become moons, we become people that reflect the Kaddish Baruch Hu, become Baal HaNova. And that's exactly what Rav Sheshes said. Rav Sheshes knew when it was silent, that's when he knew that the king was coming, when the Jewish king was coming. Because the Jewish king represents the king up above, like by Har Sinai when it was Mamash Sheket. So what are the messages? The messages are here very clearly. The messages are here to understand that Tu B'Av is a day, it's a tremendous day of Eis Ratzon, it's a tremendous day where we start to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chesed and Rachman. But it's also a day where we start to understand that it's not all about us. We reflect the Rabbono Shalom. The things that we're good at, the things that we're good at, we have to understand that everything we have comes from the Rabbono Shalom. Like I saw a beautiful Torah from the Beis Yisrael of Ger on this week's Parshas Eichav. It says right after the Pasuk in Koichi V'Otzim Yodi, in Parshas Eichav, I believe in Tes Yud Zayin, maybe Ches Yud Zayin, let me look it up. Sorry, Ches Yud Zayin Yud Ches. It says, V'chzachar Tzes V'Hashem Elokecha. You should remember your HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Beis Yisrael, you know what that means? It means becoming a Baal HaNova also in your Ruchnius. Es Hashem Elokecha refers to your Ruchnius, to your spirituality. It's not just good enough to not have gaiva when it comes to your gashmius. You can't have gaiva also. The zacharta es Hashem Elokecha when it refers to the Rabbono Shalom, when it comes to your heart, when it comes to your davening and your learning Yishmias Einayim. This is the whole point of being a Jew, is to be a moon, is to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light here, and to realize that everything we have comes from the Rabbono Shalom. We represent the Rabbono Shalom. At the end of the day, that's what Tu B'Av is all about. Tu B'Av is all about realizing Kadosh Baruch Hu loves me. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We are here just as moons. And the sun, that's exactly what Rabbi and Rav Yosef says. One of the reasons why that the Tu B'Av have such a special day is because we stopped cutting down the wood from the Mizbeach and the sun gets weaker. But when the sun gets weaker, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, Adav Chavtes, the moon gets stronger. And what does that mean? The moon gets stronger? It means Klai Yisrael gets stronger. It means our connection to the Rabbono Shalom gets stronger. And that's what the Mor HaShemesh says. The beginning of Av was maybe is a little out of order. Haskis Shema, hey Vav, it should really be Vav, hey, but Yisrael Hayom. We end off with Rachnam. We end off with greatness. Listen to this Maisa of Rav David Trenk. Rav David Trenk, I highly recommend a beautiful new biography by Yisrael Besser, the best. Rav Yisrael Besser always puts out the best ones out there, in my opinion. Rav David Trenk was a great, great Baal Mechanech in the Lakewood area. And the Maisa goes, is that there was this guy who once had a broken down car on Route 9 in Lakewood. And it was before cell phones were common. And he went to the yeshiva and he found a payphone to be able to call a tow truck. And he went to the Beis Midrash and he saw a tall Rebbe learning next to a teenage Bachar. And they were learning a Mishnah. And after they completed it, they learned it again. And they learned it a third time. And they reviewed the same Mishnah again and again. Finally, after nearly an hour, the Rebbe, Rabbi Trenk stood up and started dancing with the Bachar. And the visitor, the guy whose car broke down, he wanted to join the dance. And the visitor came to Rabbi Trenk's side and he said, you know, the scene I just witnessed reminds me of something so special. I was recently in Bnei Brak for Shabbos and I went to learn in shul and I saw a radiant Jew there. A radiant Jew who mamish, all these kids come to be able to get brachos from him and they learn to be tested on Chumash Rashi from him. And he also sits down with people to be able to learn Reb Chaim on the Rambam. He sits there with such love and patience dancing between the various parts of Torah and reflecting such love for every single person. You complete the moving depiction and said, and watch you learn with this Bachar just now, learn this Mishnah again and again and again. You remind me of that tzaddik in Bnei Brak. After a few years, this person and Rabbi Trenk kept in touch. And then he tells Rabbi Trenk a few years after, and he says, you know, Rabbi Trenk, you know, remember that story I told you about that Yid in Bnei Brak? All those years ago, that Shabbos time that I spent in Bnei Brak, and I saw you learning with that Bachur, you reminded me of him. You know who that was? That reminded me of Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman. Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman was able to sit there, be able to talk to kids about Chumash Rashi, and at the same time as Rav Chaim and the Rambam, and reflect such love for every single person with such great anava that you just had with the great anivas learning this Mishnah again and again with your Talmud. And listen to how the story ends. Rabbi Besser ends. Rabbi Trink smiled softly, then lowered his head and said nothing. Rabbi Trink understood the power of the moon. The koich of the moon means to have a burning fire inside, but to know that everything we have comes through the Ribono Shel Olam. We are just here to reflect the Kaddish Baruch Hu's light. We, the Jewish people, are here to bring Kavod Shemaim to the Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem should bless us that we should all be zocha to the greatness of the Kedusha of Tu B'Av, to the greatness of becoming a moon Jew, which means to be a Baal Levana. A Baal Levana means to be a humble Jew, to be a reflecting Jew, to be understanding that everything we have comes from Ribono Shel Olam. And Be'ezer Hashem, we'll do this, we'll be zocha to have the ultimate Tu B'Av and the ultimate Geula with Mashiach Tzekeinu Be'ezer Hashem. And Yerushalayim HaKodesh should be soon. Should be soon. Mamash Mashiach now. Wishing everyone a good Yom Tov. Shkoyach.